Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, Director of Priests for Life. Welcome once again to Faith Matters. We are now in the wonderful days between the Feast of the Ascension and the Feast of Pentecost. At the Last Supper, before our Lord was given over to the cross on Good Friday, he told his apostles that he was going away. And he says to them in John chapter 16, in the sixth verse, "Because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." On the day, in fact, that he ascended into heaven, after having been with his apostles and eaten with them and instructed them for those 40 days after he had risen from the dead, his last words to them were instructions to stay in Jerusalem and to pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And they did pray, and 10 days later, the Holy Spirit came in great power and with great grace on the Feast of Pentecost. And ever since then, the Church has use these days between Ascension and Pentecost to pray for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is infinite. Because he comes once, that doesn't mean that we have been able to take advantage of all the gifts and all the graces that he brings. And that's why we, who are limited and we who are in time, constantly pray for a new outpouring of the same Holy Spirit. The Spirit hasn't changed. His love hasn't changed. But our ability to receive what he brings does change. And hopefully it changes by increasing the capacity of our souls to receive what the Spirit brings. What does he bring when he comes? And what should we be praying for during these days, this great novena to the Holy Spirit? Well, our Lord's words, especially in the 14th, 15th, and 16th chapter of John's Gospel, when he is speaking with those apostles at the Last Supper, teach us different aspects of what the Holy Spirit does when he comes, and therefore can guide our prayer during the course of these days as to what we should ask for. Let's look at a few of them. The Lord says, first of all, that he is sending the Spirit of truth. John 14:25, for example. "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Very important point here being made about the Holy Spirit. He is not a different God from God the Father or God the Son. God is a Trinity. Three equal and indivisible persons, and yet one God. The Holy Spirit, therefore, is the same God as the Father and the Son, a different person, not just a different name, a different person, but at the same time, the same God. Therefore, he brings the same message. At various times in history, people have fallen into the mistake of thinking that when Jesus went back into heaven and then sent the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit was somehow bringing a new gospel. And sure, it is attractive to think about the Spirit bringing a new gospel when we find the old gospel somewhat difficult to live and somewhat challenging. Well, it's an easy thing to go searching for some new message that won't be as hard. But that's not what the Spirit is here to do. He's here to remind us of the message we've already heard, help us to understand it more clearly, and give us the strength to really live it. He's here not to change the gospel message, but to change us, so that we can live according to that gospel message in freedom from sin. So everything that the Holy Spirit teaches us will be what Jesus has given us. Maybe we haven't heard it fully. Maybe we haven't understood it as well as we should. But it won't be a different message. In fact, Jesus goes so far as to say the following words, also in the 16th chapter of John's Gospel, starting in verse 12. He says, "I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come." He will glorify me, for he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Jesus had said the same thing about himself. He said in the 7th chapter of John's Gospel, my teaching is not my own. It is from the Father who sent me. And so the Holy Spirit's teaching is not his own. It is from the Father and the Son who send him. If that's true of the Son and the Holy Spirit, how much more true is it of us, priests, preachers of the Word of God? We do not speak on our own authority. We are ordained to preach and proclaim to you the very message that Christ has revealed to the world already. We do not have the authority to change that message. Not even the Pope has the authority to change that message. Not even the Holy Spirit, as Jesus just said, speaks on his own authority. How can we? The gospel has been given to us. And so during these days when we pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit, we pray, first of all, that we will understand his truth better and that we will be faithful to that truth. Pray also for preachers of the Word of God, for deacons, for priests, for bishops, for those among the laity who teach the faith, who hand on our religion to the next generations. Pray for the Holy Spirit to descend on them and help them to teach clearly and faithfully the truth of the gospel. Another aspect of the coming of the Holy Spirit that Jesus points out, John chapter 16, verse 8, when he comes, he will convince the world of sin. And the primary sin here that he's talking about is the refusal to believe in him. And so when we pray to the Holy Spirit during these days, let us pray for all those who have never heard of Christ, for all those who do not yet believe in him. And thanks to the Holy Spirit, they may hear and they may believe. But he's also talking here about convincing us of our own sins. And we need the Holy Spirit to help us understand our sins. If somebody says, I have no sin, they are not listening to the Holy Spirit. Just like the more the bright sun shines through a window, the more you see the pieces of dust or the smudges that are on that window, so the more fully the Holy Spirit shines in our own minds and hearts, the more clearly we see our own sins. The holier we get, the more sinful we think we are. Pray for the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what might be hidden sins. But here's the beautiful thing. The Holy Spirit does not just reveal our sins to us. He then gives us the consolation of forgiveness. In fact, when the priest says the prayer of absolution and confession, listen carefully to the words, because some of those words are that the Father has sent the Holy Spirit into the world for the forgiveness of sins. This Spirit brings us to repentance. He makes us run to repentance with hope. The sorrow that we have for our sins is, strangely enough, a joyful sorrow, because we know the Holy Spirit is bearing that forgiveness to us. Another aspect that the Holy Spirit is to us is that he is the Spirit of love. And in these same passages in the chapters of John's Gospel at the Last Supper discourse, Jesus says that greater love than this no one has than to lay down his life for his friends. The letter to the Hebrews says that Jesus offered the sacrifice of his life in the Spirit. It was the Spirit of love, just like in the Old Testament, fire descended on the sacrifices that were offered up to God. So the fire of the Holy Spirit was descending upon the cross. Christ offered his life as a sacrifice of love for us, and the same Holy Spirit, his Spirit, comes into us to enable us to do what? To enable us to do what Jesus did. This is my body given up for you. To offer ourselves in love for one another selflessly. Spouse to spouse, parents to children, individuals to the whole of society. To give ourselves away in love is a gift for which we must pray during these days to the Holy Spirit. Come, O Spirit of love and truth and righteousness. Fill us, fill the world, renew the earth.